Sermon 5. The inner man of the righteous must be strong by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through chapter 5, verse 10. Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven, if indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. The outer man and the inner man. We must raise the inner man to be strong. For a person, there is a visible outer man and an invisible inner man. We Christians must raise our inner man to be strong. Our inner man has received salvation from all sins through the salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross. Our inner man, which has received salvation, must step forward following the Lord. To do so, our inner man must be firmly abiding inside the word of the Lord. Now is the last era. This world is rapidly changing toward the end. Just as a person's symptoms are clearly revealed when an illness deepens and reaches a certain limit, the signs indicating that this world has drawn near to the end are being revealed more clearly in recent times. Satan the devil also knows that his time does not have much left, and if at all possible, he is working in all kinds of ways to trip up and devour God's people. We must know that in this last era, Satan the devil is trying to tear down the faith of the saints. The strategy of Satan the devil in the last era, from external persecution to internal shaking. Satan the devil is working very rapidly in this era. He is entering even into the hearts of believers and causing confusion, and he is tormenting the hearts of believers more intensively than ever before. In the era of the early church, external persecution was very severe. They had to keep their faith in underground spaces like the Qumran caves or the catacombs. The saints at that time resided by digging caves in the mountains and had to go out to the cities to obtain necessary food. Because the external persecution was extremely severe at that time, the faith of the saints was rather more stronger. They kept their faith with the do-or-die resolve of, if I perish, I perish. However, today, Satan the devil does not choose such a method. At the last moment, there will be one more fierce external persecution, but now it is rather the opposite. He is making them lose their faith by making them pursue peace. Because Satan knows that if he externally abuses the saints, they multiply even more. Therefore now he is tearing down those who want to follow the Lord by making them follow the Lord with theological doctrines, rather than the Word of God. This is exactly why the Lord said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Because Satan the devil is tearing down the heart toward the Lord by turning faith itself into theological doctrines. Everyone reaches the corruption of faith. We cannot guarantee that we are absolutely safe just because it is us. Satan the devil does not work in places where there is no possibility. When he begins to work, many people fall down. Three faiths one must have for the inner man to be strong. Therefore, in order for our inner man to stand strong, the following faiths are needed. First, it is important to have the faith that Jesus Christ had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, hung on the cross, resurrected from death, and that one has received the removal of sins in the heart. Second, we must live with the faith of waiting for the second coming of Jesus, following the word of the Lord. As the Apostle Paul said, "The Lord will come again when this world is destroyed." It is the faith believing that the Lord comes as the Lord of the second coming, takes us, and gives us a new heaven and a new earth, and that the Lord has prepared a place for the righteous to reside. Third, there must be a faith that we are going to the Lord's kingdom which Jesus has prepared. These three faiths must be inside the heart of each person. With such faith, we must also fight and overcome false theological doctrines. Therefore, for the born-again righteous, the outer man is also important, but they must pay more attention to raising the inner man more by faith than the outer man. How much am I believing the word of the Lord right now? No matter how much we believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and have received the blotting out of sins in our hearts, if our inner man is not abiding inside the word of the Lord, we end up falling down. Thus, we end up becoming stragglers of faith who cannot preach the gospel. We must absolutely check whether our own inner man is abiding inside the faith that believes the word of the Lord. Because the Lord said that in the last era, because lawlessness abounds, love will grow cold. If there is a person who lives the life of faith well when receiving good guidance, but is soon shaken when the guidance becomes loose, it is because there is no faith believing the word of God in their own inner man. I am worried about when that person's faith will collapse. Check the faith of the inner man, the faith of salvation, the faith of judgment, the faith of the afterlife. We, the righteous, must abide firmly inside faith. First, we must be equipped with the faith that receives the removal of sins. We must have the faith believing in the Lord, who had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, went to the cross, was killed, and resurrected. Second, it is the faith believing the promise of the Lord's second coming. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Now, the faith believing that Jesus gives us the new heaven and the new earth he has prepared must be inside the heart of each of us. Without such faith, we will be swept away by the trends of the world and collapse. The Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. We must become those whose inner man waits for the Lord's kingdom and has the hope of waiting for the new heaven and the new earth that will be fulfilled according to the Lord's promise. Our inner man must become newer and stronger day by day, through the faith believing the word of the Lord. The born-again righteous must have a strong inner man. We must not try to raise only the outer man. it is natural for the outer man to weaken as time goes by. The belief that one seems to have faith if the outer man does well, and seems to lack faith if it does not do well, is very wrong. The outer man and the inner man are separate matters. Just because a righteous person is rich or their business does well, does not mean their faith is good. How firmly our heart has the faith believing the Word of God is what is important. That is the measure of faith. We must live with the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit until the end. In the last days, the inner man must be strong. Satan the devil is tripping us up and making it so that we do not have to hold on to the Word of God. The faith of the inner man of us, the righteous living in the last days, must be strong by relying on the Word of God, and we must become victors inside the faith believing the Word of the Lord. Personally, it is an unfortunate thing if there is no strong faith in the inner man. If one falls down because there is no faith believing the Word of God, no matter how much the Word is preached to them, they will not listen. While living the life of faith, one must check oneself. Have I truly received the blotting out of sins? By believing which Word of God did I receive the removal of sins? We must live checking whether we are now believing that Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified to receive the judgment of sin, and resurrected from death. Because this world is becoming more hardened and evil. Now we must become those who solidify our saved faith through the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Faith is communal in some aspects, but essentially it becomes personal. Because even while hearing the same word, some people believe and some people do not believe. Those who do not believe fall into the world, and those who believe stand by the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Those who believe receive the blessing of eternal life given by God, and those who do not believe receive God's judgment. Because this is the law of faith. We must each personally possess the faith believing the Lord's salvation of righteousness. In the past, we could maintain our life of faith by living a religious life in the worldly church and flocking together with many people. However, now, the faith of living a religious life is not enough. Satan the devil knows that his time is short, and he is hindering us from having the faith believing as Savior the Lord, who had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, was killed on the cross, and resurrected. The word I want to give you is this. There must be the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in your hearts. Our inner man must be a person who believes the Word of God. When circumstances become a little difficult or problems arise in the outer man, isn't your faith shaking according to that? The outer man and the inner man are different. How firmly we believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is what is important. Are we believing the word of the water and the Spirit as God's gospel word in our hearts? And abiding inside conviction. If Paul looked to the kingdom of God even amidst extreme external tribulation, we, living in this era where internal tribulation is extreme, must defeat all our adversaries with the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which is the word of God, and meet the end inside faith. In the future, there will be many people inside churches nationwide who give up their life of faith. There will be many who try to pursue only external things. You and I must not become such people. In the last era, the faith that believes and firmly propagates the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is important. We must be those whose inner man stands firmly inside the faith believing God's gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We must become servants who labor for the propagation of this gospel and wait for the Lord's second coming, That is the victory of faith for us, the righteous. In a running race, no matter how fast an ability one has, if they give up in the middle, they are last. However, the person who runs to the end places in the rankings. If 100 people run, 10 give up midway, and 90 cross the finish line, even the person who comes in last is 90th. He is one who completed the race. However, the 10 who gave up are eliminated. We must propagate the gospel until the day the Lord comes, amidst the conviction of salvation. With the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. There is no change in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit by which the Lord saved us from sin. But there is a difference in our lives of propagating the gospel with the faith believing the Lord's gospel word. If we do not join together in propagating the gospel with the brethren until the end of the world, it is difficult to keep our faith. We must devote ourselves to propagating the gospel with the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The inner man must live with the purpose of delivering the Lord's will inside the Lord's word. No matter what circumstances we are in, no matter what conditions we are in, we must risk our lives on the propagation of the gospel that the Lord told us to deliver. The Bible said that those who were once enlightened and have fallen away cannot be renewed again to repentance. Rather, for a person who did not receive salvation from the beginning, the opportunity to receive salvation remains. But it was said that for one who betrays the faith believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, there is no turning back. It was said that only fearful judgment awaits such a person. We must not become such people. We must not become those who lose to the devil. We must raise well even a faith the size of a mustard seed. Live with the purpose of propagating the gospel of the water and the Spirit until the day the Lord comes, and look only to the Lord. So on that day, we must testify to our faith and become those who receive and enjoy the blessings the Lord gives in the Lord's kingdom given by the Lord.